Mishnah Ches, Ketan Ma'avirin Al Tasar Azara. How would they deal with those things which they took out in order to take care of the purity of the Beis HaMikdash and its utensils? Matbilim Esakelim Shoy BaMikdash. They would dip in a mikveh all of the utensils which were in the Beis HaMikdash. V'Eim Lohen. And now we're talking about on Yom Tov itself. On Yom Tov itself, the Kohanim would warn all of the people who are coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Hizaru, take care, Shalei Tigu BaShulchan Ustam'uhu. Not to touch the shulchan, which is the table on which there were 12 loaves of bread constantly. Don't touch it, in case it becomes tomei. Some mishnayos read the word menorah as well, but most mefarshim delete that word. Be as it may, regarding the shulchan, it is learned from pesukim that the shulchan has to be kept in its place constantly. It can't be moved. And therefore, they would not go and purify it after Yom Tov, because it has to be kept in its place. So there was an extra concern to make sure that people would not touch the shulchan in case it would become tomei. Because if it did become tomei, they would need to move it and purify it. Or they would replace it with a different shulchan. But that is not an ideal situation, and therefore they would make sure that people would not touch it so that there was no concern that it would become tomei. Continues the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Shoy BaMikdash. All of the utensils which were used in the Beis HaMikdash, Yesh Lahem Shniyim U'Shlishim. They had second ones and third ones. So there would be not only one menorah, but there would be three menorahs. Why? That in a case, not just on Yom Tov, but in any case, where somehow the menorah or any of the other utensils became tomei, they would bring the second one, the replacement, instead of them until they managed to purify the first one. There's a discussion as to whether there was more than one shulchan, in case there would be a case where the shulchan did become tomei, but be as it may, the Masechta ends off and the Seder Moed ends off by telling us that Kol HaKelim Shoy BaMikdash Turn Tevila. It's true, like we said, that all of the utensils in this HaMikdash require dipping in the mikveh. However, there are two exceptions. Chutz Mizbech HaZohov and Mizbech HaNechoshes. Except for the golden Mizbeach, which was inside the Heichal, the main Beis HaMikdash building, Mizbech HaNechoshes, and the copper Mizbeach, which was in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason for this is because the halacha is that the Mizbeach cannot become tomei. Because they are considered to be like the ground. The halacha is that the ground cannot become tomei. And the Torah calls the Mizbech HaNechoshes Mizbech Adoma, a Mizbeach of the ground. And we learn from there that the Mizbech HaNechoshes can also not become tomei, just like the ground cannot become tomei. And since that Mizbeach can't become tomei, so too the other Mizbeach cannot become tomei, because the Torah treats both of the Mizbeches as the same. The Rebbe Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. However, the Chachom say that they can become tomei, and therefore they do need to be purified after every Yom Tov, because they are coated in gold or copper. So it's true that the Mizbeach itself is considered to be like the ground, and in fact the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was made out of stone. Stone cannot become tomei. However, at the end of the day, it was coated in a different material, either gold or copper. And therefore, if somebody tomei did touch it, then it can become tomei. And therefore, according to the Chachomim, it would also need to be purified after every Yom Tov, just like the other utensils in the Beis HaMikdash. Solik Maseches Chagiga, Hadjon Aloch, Seder Moed, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.